The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boats to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a great little gospel passage that we have today for Lectio Divina, so I'd encourage you, certainly when you get home, to spend some time with the scriptures to see where it is you might fit in this scene that Luke has presented to us this morning, right? Are you, say, somewhere near the boat? Are you perhaps Simon Peter? You got Jesus invading your space, taking over your life, as it were. Or you're perhaps hanging out in the crowd and watching this whole scene develop in front of you. This is Luke, right? The pictures that he paints are just are out of this world. They're fantastic. But I want to touch on just a couple of points, maybe one point with two aspects really quickly. That is, the word of God calls forth obedience. The word of God calls forth obedience. And we say, how hard is it to obey God? How hard is it to listen and then put into action what God is saying to us? We say, oh, it's so difficult. But look, right? Look at Simon Peter. This is an experienced fisherman. Can you imagine, right? You work your, and this is like more than a full-time job, right? You working your job, laboring all night, exerting yourself physically all night. And then this guy who doesn't look like a fisherman, right, comes along and tells you how to do your job, right? That's your life, and he's telling you how to do your life, and he doesn't really look like you. I mean, okay, he sounds like you, but he doesn't really look like you. You're like, well, how does that guy know, right? And then he does it, and we see what comes out of it. But we think it's a challenge to obey the word. Look at this scene and think of the challenge that it was for Simon, then Simon Peter, right? So that I like to do that. We don't have an excuse, okay? So like that's kind of what I'm saying there. The word of God calls forth our obedience. We're not here for Bible study. We're not here to learn stuff. We're not here to learn interesting facts about God. We're here to submit our lives to the word of God, just like St. Peter did here. He was asked to do it, right? He kind of puts up a little bit of a fight. You know, come on, we've been doing it. We know what we're doing. You know, don't try me right now. I'm tired and whatever. He says, but if you say it, then I'll do it. And he does. Right, so we can have a little bit of a struggle, okay? Simon Peter is giving us that freedom. We can have a little bit of a struggle, but we have to obey the word, and that's Jesus. And then the second aspect of this same theme is that the word calls forth this total obedience. Jesus asks for everything. Jesus asks for everything. Not just part, okay? Not just the part we want to give him. Jesus asks for everything. Why can he ask for everything? Because he gives everything. He has given everything and he gives everything. And so he can ask for everything. And today, like every other day, we give it to him.